You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and it's 6/2/21. And, well, you know my feelings about precious metals. We've been investors in them for over two decades. You've seen recent increases in gold and silver. Some cyclists out there believe, chartists believe that that gold is going to hit a cycle high in June, July, somewhere around there, and then it's going to kind of be at a level for a number of years. Others believe it's going a much higher. Well, we've got with us today a new guest in the space. His name is Patrick Yip. Patrick, you are Director of Business Development over at Apmex and also at the precious metals platform, onegold.com. We're really thrilled to have you on. So what is gold doing here? Is it just going higher and higher, or is it another head fake that we've seen so many times in the past 10 years? Although last August 7th, we did see gold hit an all-time high. So, well, first of all, welcome to the show. And second, what's it going to do?
Hey, Gary, thanks for having me on. So I guess let me first start with, you know, a little bit of background about me, and then we'll get into, you know, what I kind of see gold doing. So as Carrie mentioned, I'm the Director of Business Development at Apmex and OneGold. I believe most of you guys know who Apmex is. Largest precious metals retailer, been in business for over 20 years, $11 billion in lifetime sales, 2 million customers, over 25,000 products in stock. So, you know, basically one of the largest retailers, and I'll get into OneGold, which is our new, fastest growing, subsidiary. But, you know, in terms of what gold is doing, I look at a lot of things, and I think that the fundamentals of gold couldn't be stronger. You look at, you know, M2 money supply. So this is basically currency, checking accounts, savings accounts, and money market accounts since COVID, and M2 is up 30%, basically in the last year. So we're seeing a unprecedented amount of new currency in the system. You know, inflation is generally a function of currency in the system and velocity. Right now, obviously, you know, getting out of COVID, you know, states are slowly starting to open. Some people feel comfortable going out, others not. So, you know, velocity isn't really there, but money, you know, supply is there. Year over year, we're seeing things up tremendously. Just a couple things I'm seeing, you know, lumber's up 250%, hogs up 117%, corn up 112%, crude and copper both up 85%, soybean up 83%. And then the list goes on and on. You know, the interesting thing I say is, you know, when society returns back to normal and you see people out there spending, people going on vacations, and velocity really starts picking up, we're going to see inflation probably like unlike anything we've seen in modern times. And if history repeats, I think people are going to flood into precious metals, gold and silver, and that's only going to push the price higher and higher.
All right. So when you talk about monetary velocity, you know, it's really hard to figure out exactly what the velocity of money is, because they keep changing the definition of money supply so much. How do you reconcile the two?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert in money supply, as you mentioned, that the government always changes the definition of this. They actually, I believe, they discontinued you know, the certain stats related to the M2. But, you know, I just look at it, you know, you just look at activity in society. You know, for example, you know, I'm looking at, like, you know, some of the big industries like airlines, cruises, some of these industries, like they're not at full capacity yet. And I just look at it, as soon as these people start spending, as soon as, you know, the cruise lines are going, you know, 100%, as soon as people are traveling, taking vacations all the time, then, you know, that's an indication of velocities spiking. And I'm sure you go to the grocery store too, you see that, you know, costs are up, you fill up your tank, gas is up. It's just, you know, I think inflation slowly starting to creep into the system. And you know, I think it's going to be positive for the precious metals.
All right. So, do we base that on historical precedent, or is it just gold's a hedge against inflation?
Yeah, gold is a hedge against inflation. One thing I did, you know, I was just, you know, messing around on you know, portfolio allocation, and I actually, you know, saw something that's interesting in terms of, you know, a lot of times, you know, people think that, you know, hey, why should I own gold? You know, it's kind of a dormant asset. There's no yield and so on. You know, I looked at the returns of stocks, bonds, and gold over the past 50 years. You know, most of the times when you talk to financial advisors, they say, you know, hey, have an allocation of stocks and bonds, where 100% stock portfolio is generally very aggressive, 100% bond portfolio is conservative. You know, the goal for me of a portfolio should be to maximize returns and minimize volatility. There's actually a way you could actually do it better. I essentially have the returns of 100% stock portfolio with the volatility of a bond portfolio by making an allocation to gold. Just a couple numbers on this. If you look at the past 50 years, looking at 10-year average returns, the stock market had an average return of about 7%, bond market about 5%. In terms of the volatility, stocks were about a 5% standard deviation, bonds were a 3% standard deviation. If you actually had an 80% stock portfolio and a 20% gold portfolio, you had an average return of about around 6.7%. So slightly lower than the 100% stock portfolio of 7%, but your standard deviation was 2.7%, which is actually lower than the 100% bond portfolio. So I think, you know, looking at gold, you know, I think the fundamentals are strong, but, you know, I think another thing to do is look at it from a practical perspective. Look at history, see how gold's done, see what a negatively correlated asset can do to your portfolio to help you, you know, grow your wealth.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a believer, obviously, but over the past 10 years, you would have done far better being in the stock market. If you bought in 2011, if you bought an ounce of gold or a share or a couple of shares of Amazon, where would you be better off now?
Yeah, and that's true. And that's why, I'm looking at this using the past 50 years of history. Obviously, we don't know, you know, how everything's going to perform. I mean, I don't know if stocks are going to continue to boom, or I don't know if it's now the time for gold. I mean, obviously, no one knows the future, but, you know, we do know the past. And I think if you use enough data going back 50 years or so, I think that's a reasonable indication of what may happen in the future.
So what about inflation? You think we're going to get massive inflation bordering on hyperinflation?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Lumina Gold, ticker symbol LUM on the Toronto Venture and LMGDF on the OTC, is yet another of legendary mining investor Ross Beaty's Lumina Group. It's advancing the largest primary gold deposit in Ecuador. The resource is estimated to contain 16.7 million ounces of gold and 2.2 billion pounds of copper. At just $7 US per ounce gold equivalent, it trades at an incredible 13% of its net present value. More good news is on the way with an updated PEA study expected in Q2 of 2020. It has unparalleled infrastructure. There's grid power to camp with plentiful, inexpensive hydropower available. It's close to two ports and is just 8 kilometers from a paved highway. Water is plentiful. It's at low elevation, and the closest community, which is very supportive of Lumina's effort, is just a 7-kilometer ride. With all this going for it, it's likely to follow the typical Ross Beaty formula, which means big returns to shareholders. Find out more and sign up for notifications at luminagold.com. That's Lumina, L-U-M-I-N-A, gold.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I do see a lot of, you know, just things that you know, unlike interesting things happening in society. I see, you know, cars, for example, certain used cars, certain collectible cars are now worth more today than they were a couple of years ago, which, you know, it is kind of a, you know, an interesting time because normally cars are depreciating assets. I think that, you know, hyperinflation, I don't know, maybe not. But, you know, normally when people lose confidence in the money, they flock to any goods they can. And, you know, I certainly feel like some people are, you know, flocking to goods and whatever they, you know, whatever it is, whether it's collectibles, cars or whatever, they just don't want to hold dollars.
Yeah, well, that could very well happen. I could not agree with you more. So tell us how things are working for Atmax and One Gold.
Yeah, so in the last year since COVID, we've seen record demand. 2020 was a record-setting year on the Appnex side in many, many ways. As I mentioned before, we have 2 million customers on the Appnex side. We had about 300,000 of these customers actually place an order in 2020. We did just under $2 billion in sales. 2020 was by far a record year on the Appnex side. We actually didn't think we could beat that in 2021. So, you know, it's interesting when we set the budgets, we said, okay, how much lower do you want to go than 2020? But, you know, certainly 2021 came around and you know, demand is just bigger than ever, exceeding 2020 levels. We already passed the $1 billion mark in sales on Appnex, you know, over 200,000 transacting customers on the Appnex side. It's crazy. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in the industry.
And what about that one with the silver squeeze where you had to shut down for the weekend? What happened there?
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. So essentially what we do on both the Appnex and OneGold side is going into the weekend, we essentially forecast demand and forecast sales in terms of like what we're going to sell during the weekend. And the reason for this is because the markets, the COMEX markets, the futures markets are closed. So we can't hedge our inventory. Any big company like an Appnex or, you know, any of the large retailers, we hedge inventory. We don't speculate on prices going up and down. We basically buy at a spread and buy at a price and sell at a price and basically make a small spread. So what happened in the silver squeeze weekend is, you know, we sold more than what we planned for, and that essentially left us exposed to market prices. So we couldn't hedge this inventory. So we essentially owned this inventory, and whatever the market did on the opening Sunday evening, we were exposed. So we could have either had a big gain or a loss. We did end up, you know, losing money. I believe most people did lose money when the market opened just because of the way metals just gapped upwards.
Uh-huh. So you hedge like everyone else. Everybody's concerned about the COMEX. Really, can it keep up with what it's been doing here? And what do you guys do? Do you have to hedge double on the weekends now because you don't know what's going to happen? Or do you just close your doors when you hit a certain point?
No, we look at demand. We look at the last couple of days of demand. We look at how sales are trending, and then we adjust our hedge accordingly. So we are open all the time on the weekend on both the Appnex and OneGold side.
All right. So you've just had to adjust the way you're hedging going into the weekend, I'm sure, because you don't want to be left naked because, you know, you sell enough ounces of silver that are unhedged and you wind up in big trouble, which is why you hedge in the first place. So I think that's an important thing that people got to realize, that whatever we say about the COMEX, that is where all of our bullion dealers in the country and the world go to hedge their bets, where they go to lay off risk, the possibility of a real market fluctuation, literally wiping out their capital overnight. So people want to find out more about you, Patrick, what you guys are doing. Where is the best place to go?
Yeah, if I can, Kerry, do you mind if I introduce a little bit about, you know, what's kind of going on our side and offering is OneGold. So, you know, as you know, Appnex, as you guys know, is one of the largest bullion dealers. You know, as time goes along, we try to invent new platforms, new innovative ways for people to own precious metals. So we came up with a platform called OneGold, which is an online platform that allows users to buy, sell, and own vaulted positions of precious metals. We saw gold, silver, platinum stored in various places around the world, including the U.S., Canada, Switzerland, and the U.K. We also offer the ability for customers to take possession of this metal and redeem positions, you know, for any of the 25,000 products available at Appnex. And products will be shipped the next business day. You know, one question I do get sometimes is, you know, people say, you know, hey, I like physical, and, you know, hey, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. Okay, great point. You know, my thought is is, you know, we like to offer, you know, solutions for everyone. You know, if you want physical, hey, feel free to buy off of Apmex. We have plenty of products. We'll gladly, you know, sell you physical. The issue with physical, though, is sometimes there's issues with theft or loss. You know, I look at it as certain people who maybe you live in an apartment, maybe you live in a high-rise building, or you live in a shared building with roommates. You know, physical may not be, you know, the best solution for you. Or maybe you travel or you're away from home often. You know, once again, physical may not be, you know, the best solution. And then lastly, if you have a significant amount of wealth, let's say you want to put a, you know, $100,000, $1 million into precious metals. Well, you know, at some point it becomes uneconomical. You know, most people don't feel comfortable holding $1 million of gold in their house. So that's, you know, what, you know, One Gold is. It allows customers to own, you know, vaulted positions of precious metals.
All right. So we see a lot of these schemes out there. You have to schemes. I don't mean negatively, but a lot of methods to enable you to own gold without having to warehouse it, pay the costs, take the risks, etc. So yours sounds like really interesting. And how do you find out more about it here?
Yeah, so I would say check us out at onegold.com. That's onagold.com. You could also go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and download our app. We'll essentially give you $5 for free to test out our platform. And then if you decide to you know, use it, feel free. You could fund in a whole bunch of different ways. You could buy and sell using a bank account, linking your bank account through ACH, bank wire, credit card pay. You know, you could send a check and you get started within a matter of minutes.
All right. Excellent. And there'll be a link to that in the show notes of this interview on Financial Survival Network. Make sure you go there, sign up for your free newsletter. And if you got any questions about Apmex, send them off to me, kl@carrylutz.com. I will forward them to Patrick and you will get an answer promptly. And that's it for today. Patrick, really appreciate you coming on. Good luck. And I will talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.